All right, guys, welcome back to the 81st episode of the 443 podcast. As we're coming to you from beautiful North Phoenix, Liverpool are leading 5-1. It's about the 80th minute. So we have to assume that Liverpool are going to win the title today. That's where we're at right now.
You are looking live, folks, on a beautiful Sunday podcast. We got a big weekend of football with, of course, our predictions for next week as well. Matt, what better place to start than at the Emirates of the Gooner home ground? We got Arsenal at home, drawing Palace 2-2. Matt, I was not able to watch this game. What went wrong? What went well?
I was able to watch pieces of this game. Arsenal set up to play at 60% power because, unfortunately, Mourinho and White, which is terrifying me until I find out what happens on Tuesday, we're just not in the squad. And they set up to play at about 60% power. Raheem Sterling was playing.
Chelsea legend right there.
Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City legend. He's done Chelsea. He's done Manchester City, Liverpool, and Arsenal. I think those are the only big four, the big four now. I think we're back to a big four until Tottenham and Manchester United can prove that they deserve to be there.
Yeah. You know what they do? They need to buy Raheem Sterling or loan him.
Yeah.
Then they're back into that.
Even if the rest of the team carries him, then he could say he's a big five legend.
There you go.
Then a big six.
Yeah. He's like the Shaq of our generation, this generation's Shaquille O'Neal.
I think we need to appropriate the nicknames for Shaq to Raheem now. Instead of like the big Aristotle, the big booty Aristotle, instead of the big cactus,
it's the big,
big hair cactus.
Oh my gosh. So in this game, I noticed that Kivior got on the score sheet early. Trossard scored before half, and Eze obviously had a pretty good goal.
In between those two goals, Eze scored an amazing... the Mateta goal was amazing. The Eze goal was great.
Yeah. Both were really good goals from Palace. The Mateta goal could have been avoidable. It was a mistake from Partey.
Yes.
So it was a mistake from Partey, and Mateta just from like 30 yards out just hits a floater upper 90, catching Raya off position. But it was an interesting. I watched only the goals of this game. I didn't watch any of like the performances.
Yeah.
Did the performance live up to the draw? Like, should it have been a draw?
Okay. Crystal Palace were playing really good.
Okay.
Arsenal were playing to not lose, if that makes sense. The best way I can describe it, they're playing to win and not lose. They're playing to get a lead and then not lose. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Okay.
They weren't playing to like Liverpool to just beat a puppy to death right now. We can still, sorry guys, you can't hear, but we can still hear the chanting from the TV in the living room of Liverpool just throwing stuff on the field and chiding the...
Enjoying their celebration. And we'll give Liverpool their flowers momentarily.
Well, here's the thing. Tom had asked me earlier today why this game is important, and I explained it to him. And he goes, oh, so if Tottenham wins, they'll do you a favor. I go, Tottenham will not win this game. And I explained to him why. I go, the Tottenham of last season has made me not... If Arsenal has any minuscule amount of anything on the board, Tottenham will forfeit the game, basically. Because they gave up an 80 million pounds in the Champions League to make Arsenal not have a... How to put this? Arsenal weren't guaranteed to win the title. Just the best shot of them winning the title was to have them drop 3 points.
Ange basically told his players before today's game, hey, if you want to score, score. No pressure on you guys today. Just enjoy the Sunday out, you know, because I assume after the game, the Spurs are going to give Liverpool a guard of honor, you know, for the whole... trophy thing. Is the trophy thing, does it happen?
Yeah, it happens. This is going to happen after the game. They're going to celebrate on the Old Trafford.
Interesting. So maybe that means Chelsea might get a nice little result shortly soon over the next couple weeks, because maybe Liverpool can help us out a little bit, get their reserves on the field. Maybe they don't want Manchester City to make top four. Maybe they'll let Chelsea get one over them then.
But we'll discuss that in the next one. I do want to get your thoughts on the Chelsea game. It was too early for me. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Yeah. I ended up sleeping until 8 and then taking a 2.5-hour nap yesterday. My body needed rest.
Not a problem. Chelsea won yesterday 1-0 against Everton at 4:30 in the morning.
Crystal Palace Arsenal real quick. Crystal Palace needed a training session for their game against Manchester City this weekend.
Yep.
Arsenal really needed to do training for PSG, and I'm a little worried about this game on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. big game. But yeah, Chelsea won 1-0 yesterday morning.
Against Fulham, right?
Everton.
Oh, Everton.
So it was a pretty big win. Moyes has been a very tough side. Moyes, Everton have been a very tough side to beat since he's taken over.
Super David Moyes.
Indeed. I was going to say Brexit manager. Not Brexit. Mm. Premier League manager. Barclays. That's what I was looking for.
Get your B words. Bratwurst, Bavarian.
Indeed. Nico Jackson scored within 25 minutes. Honestly, Matt, this just looked comfortable. Now, the reason I was up for this game, I told you last week I was not going to be up for this game.
Yeah, we discussed the turning up the volume and then falling asleep with the phone next year.
Yeah, so instead of doing that, I woke up at 2 a.m. After going to sleep at like 11 p.m.
Throwing up in the toilet.
No. I was not partying the night before, guys. We have a neighbor in our apartment building. It went from a King Von DJ music transition into club music, and all I hear waking up is doof 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 doof. Brother, from literally midnight until the end of this Chelsea game, and I fell asleep about at the 70th minute of this game, because by that point I was like, I need to fall back asleep. And honestly, I don't know how the game was after that. But what I will say is, from what I watched, the first 60 minutes or so, very comfortable from Chelsea. Enzo Maresca was not on the pitch side for this game because he had too many
yellow cards.
Yeah, they gave him a freaking yellow last week because he celebrated the Pedro Neto winner. Stop carding coaches, man. If they want to celebrate, let them celebrate. Card the players if they take their shirt off. That's the only time it's acceptable. But yeah,
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, man. You shouldn't be carded for celebrating, because like, I'm kind of anti-celebration police, because like, after that amazing game in at the Bernabeu, Arsenal was celebrating, and they're celebrating at the Emirates, and people were like, oh, you haven't won shit, why are you celebrating? I'm like, because they are one of the few teams in world football that can say that they are undefeated against Real Madrid.
Yeah,
they only played them four times, and they haven't lost.
It's not even that either. It's
like,
just,
you should celebrate getting to a semifinal. None of these players, except for maybe Thomas Partey and Jorginho, have made it to a semifinal of the Champions League.
Yeah. And it's not even just that. Like, it's literally that. I mean, you've won a huge game against one of the all-time great teams in
and
the Champions
we
League.
We caused Real Madrid to go schizo. Have you seen what they were doing this weekend about the
El Clásico.
Copa del Rey?
The El Clásico. Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. So, no, man, I'm with you there. If you are getting a huge win like that, you know, then, or a 90th minute winner, you have all the reason to
keep in mind, they went from getting the treble to now nothing.
Yeah. Well, they might still get the league, but Barcelona's cooking in the league as well. So it's not looking good for Real Madrid. We'll see if maybe Trent Alexander can help out.
Yeah, but back to your game. I'm glad to see you guys won, because I think for your mental health, I need Chelsea to be in fourth place and to make the top four.
Matt, let's do just a prediction here with the home stretch of games coming up.
What's Chelsea got?
So
I know they play Liverpool.
We're gonna do a little top four, not top four, five and four and five prediction, because three through one is obviously locked up at this point.
What do you mean?
Three? Oh, sorry, not three. Three, four, and five.
Yeah, because
one and two are
basically locked up.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. So Chelsea in May has. I forgot we're still in the Europa Conference League. I just saw Jurgen Garden is who we're playing.
I think it's Jurgen Garden.
Yeah. Where are they at? Anybody know?
I don't know. We can look that up on the break.
I'll have to see. So they play Liverpool next Sunday, and then they played Newcastle at 4 a.m. the following weekend. Then they play.
Why are they torturing you? Like, it's Newcastle's a tough game anyway, but to do it at 4:30 in the morning.
Matt, it's 4 a.m., not even 4:30.
Oh, my God.
It's just comical at this point. But,
I remember when we used to get tortured last year. Like, remember? And you were like, oh, yeah, I'm at 8. It's okay. And then
the roles have reversed.
The roles have reversed. And I don't know why the roles have reversed.
Yeah. Dude, I'm over.
Do they just pick one team to F with?
Dude. You're telling me, man. I don't know if I'll be up for that game, depending on how the
Liverpool
games.
Do my trick. Talk to the lady, see if it's okay.
So the second to last game is Chelsea against Manchester United. Hopefully Matt's predictions continue to work out with the Manchester United
team.
Okay,
so they have to play Liverpool, Newcastle, and Manchester United.
And then their last game of the season, basically for the top four, is Nottingham Forest.
Oh, man. So the Nottingham. So you're basically playing all the rivals. Matt, except for Manchester United.
This is why when we lost to, who was it in April? When we tied Ipswich, that was such, that's why I was so depressed that Ipswich days, because if we go undefeated in the month of April, beating Brentford, we draw Brentford, we draw Ipswich, we are in a much better position to lose against these teams next month, but still have a chance of making top five. They're now in a scenario they have to win these games.
So I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't know how Liverpool's going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're just going to let you...
I hope it's a hangover for them. That's all I'm hoping. Because they got no... The thing is, they don't have any Champions League. They have no FA Cup. So Liverpool should still bring out their full strength team. They're still going to try because it is a rivalry game. It's going to be tough to beat Liverpool.
All right. So my prediction is versus Liverpool, you get a draw. Newcastle, you lose.
Okay.
Man United, you win. And Forest, you win.
Okay. So then with those
results, because I have to say that you beat Man United because I already predicted
the,
that.
The lunch bet on Chili's, yeah.
I can't contradict myself. And I think I'm going to win that because, like...
It's really good for you.
Because, like, I predicted four for each, right? I may get the games wrong, but the point total is all that matters. Only one of them has gotten a point since we made that prediction, and that was this morning. And we'll get to that game because that was a great play from a young man who I hope is not getting too beat up emotionally.
13 points for Spurs and 14 for United the rest of the season.
1 point. I predicted 4-4, and you predicted 13-14, and I'm the only one on track right now.
Oh my gosh, dude. When did we, so this was on March 23rd. It's not looking good for me, guys.
No, it's, you were just like, I'm like, buddy, like, what are you doing? These teams are in the relegation zone here.
I had hope for these guys. Now, let's. I think the team that right now we should be, there's two teams.
Okay, I did my Chelsea. I predict you get seven from 12.
Okay. Then for Manchester City, their month of May is looking very nice for them. They have Wolves at home.
Wolves are safe.
They have Southampton away.
Southampton are already relegated.
Man City, home against Bournemouth. Tricky game.
Tricky game.
And then Fulham away. Tricky game.
Tricky game, because Fulham always likes to spring traps on people.
I think they get 12 points.
I think they get 11.
Maybe drop points in one game, drop points in one or two games.
One draw out of those. And I think it'll probably be Fulham.
Okay. So then for Newcastle... this is where it gets tricky. So they have.
So basically, my prediction is City is getting one of those two remaining spots.
They're basically getting third at this point because
Where was Newcastle at?
Excuse me. They have Brighton away, tricky game. So the Chelsea game at home, again important. Arsenal away, and you guys hate each other, so hopefully it works out.
Tom has just updated. This is 6-1.
Oh,
5-1.
Oh god.
5-1. I apologize.
Okay. Game's over. Congratulations to Liverpool, folks.
Congrats, Liverpool.
We'll get to you guys momentarily. So Arsenal, Newcastle, they hate each other. And then their last game of the season against the Moisey side of Everton at home. So Brighton, Chelsea, Arsenal, and Everton. You have them beating Chelsea, so that's 3 points.
This is Newcastle. Honestly, the way the Newcastle... Okay, so I have them beating Chelsea. I have them beating Arsenal. And what are the other two games?
Brighton and Everton.
Brighton is a draw and Everton's a draw.
So you have them getting 8 points?
Yeah.
Why do you think they beat Arsenal?
Because we play them right after the deciding for the Champions League final. So either Arsenal are going to be absolutely depressed because the title is completely gone now and they've lost to PSG, or they're going to be so excited they're facing either Inter or Barcelona in the Champions League final.
I have Arsenal winning that game. I got belief in the Goons.
But here's the thing. Okay, have you watched a lot of Newcastle-Arsenal games? Newcastle just wants to screw us.
No, what I'm saying is you guys hate each other because for some reason, Bruno Guimarães gets very physical and violent. Kai Havertz gets very physical and violent, but he may not be there for that game. But this is I think this is a rivalry building between you two teams because there's just some sort of weird hatred going on.
Well, the weird hatred is from the fact that apparently... From what I understand it's that he wanted to come to Arsenal. Arsenal wouldn't beat the £60 million that Newcastle offered for him. And he said...
He's got this vendetta.
He's got a vendetta.
Alrighty, the last team we have here is the team that I have been hate watching under the rug. I haven't officially announced on the Nottingham podcast. Forest. Yes, I've been hate watching Nottingham Forest. Guys.
So as it stands right now, I'm predicting that it's going to be Newcastle and Manchester City
for 3 and 4.
So and I've already predicted the Chelsea game, and I'm predicting that you guys get the 3 points from it. Yes. So all right, what the other Nottingham games?
So they have Brentford at home, tricky game. Palace away, tricky game. Leicester at home, West Ham away.
Okay, so they're going to beat West Ham.
Okay.
You guys are going to beat them.
Okay.
Then it was Brighton and Crystal Palace?
Palace, Brentford, and Leicester.
They're going to beat Leicester. And they're going to beat the other two, I think.
Okay. So you have them basically...
Getting all 12.
Okay.
Or no, yeah. No, because they lose to you guys. So I have them getting 9.
9, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. No, so you have them getting 12 because there's 4 games. Oh, okay. There's 5 games next month for 4. So basically you have City getting 3rd, Newcastle getting 4th, and Forest getting 5th for that 5th Champions League spot.
I'm sorry.
Hey, no, I'm cool with it, brother. I'm cool with it. Chelsea have a very...
I'm just looking at what you have.
Well, very tough May schedule for
Chelsea.
The
problem with Chelsea is they play Liverpool, and we don't know what Liverpool are going to do. Yeah. Are Liverpool going to pull an FA Cup final Manchester City? Where they just said, hey, you know, whatevs. Yeah.
My thing is, obviously the key game is Chelsea-Newcastle. That's going to be the real swinger for all the other teams pretty much in that top four race. So I just wanted to, or top five race. I just want to hear your thoughts on that, Matt.
All right, so we've done Chelsea versus Everton. We've done Arsenal versus Crystal Palace. Next up, you're going to do Man United Bournemouth, discuss a young man finally coming good again after a while.
Yes, Rasmus Højlund, after United got a 98th minute winner with Harry Maguire a week ago in the Europa League. Rasmus Højlund gets the 96th minute winner with equalizer to draw Bournemouth away. Sorry about that.
Bournemouth did receive a red card the 70th-ish minute, correct?
70th minute, exactly, okay. My friend. Evan Nielsen.
It was a pretty goal from that guy.
Yeah. My friend, I have a United friend, he's basically saying that he really likes Semenyo from Bournemouth, and he's been seeing some, you know, tier two links,
my tier five links that I run a secret burner Twitter account that just puts stuff out into the universe to mess with people.
Hey, whatever gets you those likes and retweets, man.
I only do NBA and EPL.
There you go.
I have predicted that Kevin Durant is going to Newcastle United to replace Isak.
There you go, dude. You know, he does have the Isak build, so I could see
him.
Yes,
he does. That's where the... Sorry, guys. Reese can see in my office, I have a bottle of Fernet. That bottle is starting to ebb away. That is what is fueling this.
Did you get an early a.m. drinking today?
No, that was from the last pot.
I was going to say.
I haven't drank. Oh, hey, man. I got a collection of banners from Argentina. Hey, look at that Arsenal FC.
Guys, you got to come see Matt's studio one day if you want a one-way ticket to Arizona, an all-expense Chili's paid trip to Arizona. Well, let us know. We'll hit up Chili's to get you guys a visit to Matthew's studio room in his house.
Where it's full of rugby, football, hats, and comic books.
Yes, sir. Hey. All right, version of a dude pad. But really quickly, I just want to say...
Congratulations, Rojmus.
Yeah, he needed this. The Semenyo goal was good as well. Just a good game overall. But Matt, it is time. We give some flowers. Liverpool have just officially beaten Spurs 5-1. Dominic Solanke, our boy, the archer, who has struggled this season for Spurs, got on the score sheet, gave us a little bit of sense
with a really fun header.
Yeah.
It really gave me a shock, like, wow, they're actually going to do something.
Yeah, it's like, maybe we have a game on our hands.
Yeah, maybe, because I think I predicted 3-0 and you predicted 3-1.
Yeah.
I mean, we both believe this is going to be a beating.
But they gave us some hope. And that hope was very quickly extinguished from a Luis Diaz goal from Dominic Szoboszlai.
That was ruled offsides originally, and then ruled on. And then they did the same play again, like less than 5 minutes later.
And that was
and
immediately,
that one was immediately ruled offsides and wasn't overturned.
And then McAllister in the 24th minute with a beautiful left-footed shot, kind of upper 90, not really upper 90.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. After it became 3-1, I kind of just gave up watching it. I told Reese, like, come over. Yeah. He said, I can't right now. I'm eating some cake.
Oh. Pancakes.
Pancakes.
Yes.
Eat that cake.
But honestly, man, they were just dominant all season. Whether if it was Chelsea in second place at the start first half of the season, when they started to fall and Arsenal started to rise up, Liverpool were just consistent through it. Mm-hmm. You know, they dropped maybe 1 or 2 points in a month span during that time where we thought Arsenal could maybe swing a comeback. Nah, man, they locked it up. I will say, the way they looked towards the end of the season is nowhere near as good as how they looked, you know, from the first half to the maybe January, February timeframe, where they looked pretty much unstoppable. But that's what comes where you have this such a big lead. You're no longer in the Champions League. You lost in the Carabao Cup final. Mm-hmm. You don't think that there's much left to fight for, so maybe they just kind of let their foot off the gas.
With Argyle that are getting relegated too, yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah. By the way, congratulations to Wrexham. Speaking of Wrexham, yep. Speaking of relegations and promotions.
Actually, yeah, we should go through that for today.
I'm done.
I'm going to bring up, so my York is still fighting. They're, it looks like they're going to have to enter the playoffs in the National League. Yeah. I'm going to find the team that's going up.
But just really quickly, let's just talk about Liverpool here before we get into that. Mm-hmm. Salah and Van Dijk signed 2-year extensions. This needed to happen for them to continue this sort of title push maybe for next season. But Matt, now that the title is wrapped up, I do have like a semi-stoppage time question for you. Who is your early prediction to win the league next year, my friend?
Okay, without knowing what Arsenal's going to do in terms of shopping, I predict Arsenal right now. But okay. I do think City will come second and Liverpool will go third.
Okay. Yeah, we're just wiping out any summer transfers
blank
check.
With players coming back from injuries, I think with Kevin De Bruyne leaving, Rodri coming back.
Oh, shit. Forgot about that.
Yeah, coming back. We have to assume Liverpool is losing Trent because he won't talk about it. Yeah. If he just would say yes or no, then we can make a choice. But by not saying it, I have to believe he's already on his way to Los Blancos. If he would just say, hey, I'm staying or I'm leaving, I would know. But by not saying he's staying, he's telling me he's leaving.
Yep.
With Newcastle as their team stands, no transfers, I predict that they will be, if they get Champions League, they may struggle to stay in fourth, but the top
something
three,
like they had last
I think
season.
It's going to shuffle around. I think it's Arsenal's year.
I like it, man.
Yep, I'm Netflix FC next season, baby.
And there's nothing wrong with saying that right now, because guess what? We don't know what's going to happen over the next several months, you know? Several players could tear their ligaments in the 78 summer games that are going to be coming up because our players don't get rest.
That's the thing. Like, you and Chelsea, you and City both have to play in that Svakakta tournament.
Club World Cup, man. Is Liverpool? I think Liverpool's in it too, right?
No, Liverpool's not in it. Arsenal's not in it.
How did Chelsea get in?
No, because remember, it's the European Federation. Bayern Munich's in it. Real Madrid's in it. Barcelona isn't in it, and Arsenal and Liverpool aren't in it.
All I'm hoping for is, Matt, is that this Club World Cup counts as like the Chelsea's like preseason tour to the U.S. I do not want them coming back to the USA. Please keep them in England for the preseason portion. Do not send them back to the USA, because for some reason Chelsea just managed to suck when they come visit us. Leave it for the Club World Cup in June. Do not come back, please.
I'm under the impression that it's the quality of food here.
At this point, it might be.
Let's go in. So National League, coming back to the league, is Barnet. York City is in second. There's no way mathematically they can catch him now.
And just to clarify, is getting into the championship?
No, this is getting from National League to League Two.
League Two of the championship.
Actually, there is a scenario in which they lose both their next games. But as it stands right now, Barnet is going to be the one who gets promoted. York, Forest Green, Rockdale, Oldham Athletic, and FC Halifax Town go into a playoff.
FC Halifax Town. Mm-hmm. What a name. What a proper name.
All right, I'm gearing it up English League 2. I love watching the league system.
Me too. I like when you send me the updates of York. Up the original Yorks. Mm-hmm. Before New York, there was original York.
All right. So right now, it looks like Doncaster and Port Vale are the ones who are getting promoted to League One. The playoff will consist of Bradford, Walsall, Notts County.
There you go.
And AFC Wimbledon. Let's see who's coming from League One. I believe that's Birmingham City and Wrexham.
Birmingham?
Yeah.
Welcome back, friends.
Oh, so Birmingham 105 points, Wrexham's 89. 80, and their goal difference is 50-31.
Oh, my God.
And Birmingham still has an extra game to play compared to Wrexham and Stockport. So the teams that are in the chance to come to the championship with them are Stockport, Wycombe, Charlton Athletic, and Leighton Orion.
Okay. And this is coming to the championship level one, mm-hmm. like the top tier of championships. Mm-hmm. Okay. And who's coming into the, who we got looking like in the league?
I know it's Leeds and Burnley. I'm going to try and see what the playoff picture looks like.
I do hope, and I mean this sincerely as a neutral for the love of the game here, I do hope Leeds find a way to not be a yo-yo team, because I do think Leeds and their historic rivalries with United and Chelsea is valued in the Premier League, sort of like how I missed the Millwall and West Ham rivalry. I'd like to see those.
So the teams that are right now sitting in the playoffs are Sheffield United, Sunderland, Bristol City, and Coventry. Millwall's in seventh.
Anybody but... who say those teams again one more time?
Sheffield, yeah. Sunderland, Bristol, and Coventry.
Anybody but Sheffield, please. We're tired of these yo-yo teams. Give us a Sunderland. Oh, the story of Sunderland.
No, Sheffield's already... Oh, yeah, Sheffield. Yeah, you're right there, third.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have anybody but Sheffield, because we've seen them enough in the league.
So. Yeah, Sunderland would be nice to be back of that horror show they had where they were down in League One, and now they might have a chance to come back. Bristol hasn't been in the league in a very long time, if ever. Coventry would be good so that they can give United shit for you only won the FA Cup because a toenail was offsides or some variation of that. I would like to see if Millwall can somehow jump into the mix, because it's the 3, 4, 5, and 6 that are in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
So right now, Millwall's in 7th. There are 66 points in the goal differentials keeping them out. Oh, boy. Okay, so their goal differential is 0, and Coventry's is 4.
Okay.
And... they're 1 point behind Bristol. They're tied with Coventry, but Bristol has 8. So there's no way they're getting into 5th. They have to get into 4th. I would love to see Millwall come back.
Dude.
But Millwall would go right back down because Millwall's squad is only valued £45 million.
And if you have a goal differential of 0, that tells me all I need to know about the style of play you play in the championship. Yeah. So very defensive.
So it looks like the goal differentials for Burnley and Leeds are 51 and 60 respectively. So they are high-scoring teams in the championship. We have a Sheffield at kind of a 27. So they score when they get the chance, but they're probably flat-track bullies.
Okay.
Sheffield's got 15 goal differential.
Jesus.
And Bristol's got 8. Coventry's got 4.
I'm hoping Bristol. Bristol sounds like an interesting set.
I would like to see Bristol. I don't know when the last time they were in the league.
Do you know what their squad is valued at? Or did you just have the other one off the top of your head?
I knew it because I was writing my book about the disparities between current West Ham and Millwall.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's the only reason I know that in my head, because I was looking up the value of the squad, the value of the club, the value of the land for the stadium. The Den's not worth that much. I mean, no disrespect, because I want Millwall back. Millwall right now is... valued in one of the lower 10 of the championship, not the upper 10. So if they even get promoted, it's because they got some players from their academy or got some journeymen who were just hit good.
Yeah.
Because in terms of value, they're not really worth that much.
Hey, that'd be a fun story though, man, if they find their way up then.
It would be, but when you look at analytics numbers,
it's going
to
be hard.
They need to do it this year so they can get that parachute in, parachute out payments. Otherwise, they might get picked again. They might be teams might steal their whatever talismans are working for them right now.
We're worried about them falling back into the league, the champ, League Two championship level sort of area.
Well, they're so when I looked at the club values, I remember they were in the upper half of League One or the lower half of the championship.
Okay,
so they fall in there based off of, because I usually give a plus or minus 5 when I was writing it, 5 million to kind of. To see your level, and that's their level. Bottom half the championship, upper half of League One.
Oh, Mill. I just want to scream Millwall once in the league before I go, even though they're not my team up the shoe army. But
what I also want to do is for one season retire the say hi to Millwall for us.
That'd be cool, man.
Then they can't say it because Millwall's with them. But
hey, the way it's going right now for West Ham, you never know, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But relegation got decided this weekend. Ipswich Town is officially relegated. 18, 19, and 20 are settled. That means West Ham is safe. Man United, Tottenham, and Wolves. Wolves were safe last week, but now they're all safe. Now the only jeopardy, now the title's been decided, is the third, fourth, and fifth tier spots in the league.
The only race that matters at this time. I mean, I guess most of the other European qualification spots too, obviously, but those will all have a ripple
in the
effect.
League. Yeah. But like Bodo Glimt versus Spurs, if Spurs don't beat Bodo Glimt, they deserve to get laughed at. And I mean, so this is from social media, but I kind of believe it because Northern Norway is sparsely populated. I don't know the exact numbers, but they could fit the entire population of the Bodo Glimt's town into their stadium, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and still have 15,000 of their own fans.
Interesting.
The entire, from every infant to every old man in that entire town, could sit in the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and then Tottenham could fill up 15,000 to 18,000 of their own fans.
Only worries me about some of the countries Chelsea are traveling to, man.
Hey, well, I'm going over the Europa League. Can you look up where that team is from for Chelsea?
I got you.
All right, so Bodo Glimt versus Spurs is now everything rides on this game for Tottenham. Because the league and the relegation's decided, cups are decided that they're out. And now on the other side of the bracket, you have Athletic Bilbao, a team that I want to kind of go see. I'm working about, I think my next trip may be Basque Country.
Hey, hopefully Nico Williams is still there balling, man. Yeah. That'd be cool.
I think I'm going to try and find a weekend where next season where I can go to Athletic Bilbao and watch a game either in the Europa League, Champions League, or the league.
Yeah.
And then the next week I watch Real Sociedad.
That'd be cool. Because
they're a 2-hour bus ride from each other.
Gotcha. Really quickly, Jurgen. It's Stockholm, Sweden. So actually, not that bad.
No, that's not that. We'll take that. I flew from Stockholm to London, and it took under 2 hours.
How was the country of Sweden?
I like Norway and Finland and England better. Sweden, I didn't really meet any Swedish people. I didn't have a great time. I was just there on a Monday and a Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday. I had a fun time watching the Olympiacos Arsenal Champions League game. This is how long ago I went. Wenger was still the coach.
Okay.
I don't know, man. It's just maybe I was in the wrong spot of town or something. I didn't get any of the fun vibes like I did in Norway. Like I ended up in an ice rave in Norway with two of my friends from the Air Force that were traveling with me. That's two girls. Cool. They were trying to get girls in the club, and they're like, "Well, he's with us," and they're like, "You have to pay the cover," and I was like, "How much?" And they go, 5 crowner. I'm like, okay.
5 crowner. What is that in American dollars at like the time?
$2.
Matt, are you ready to jump into some predictions, my friend?
Oh, I was going to finish up. So, and then Man United. So I'm going over the European squads that they have to win. So the Athletic Bilbao play Manchester United. So we could have an interesting mix of those two teams in the final. Arsenal play PSG, and then they have to face Barcelona or Inter if they win or they go home. And then you guys play Jurgen Garden.
Yep.
And who do you play if you beat Jurgen Garden?
Let's see. Sorry, I should have had this up for you.
I didn't really say what I was trying here, man.
It's all good. Bro. Sorry, folks.
Must hear TV.
Yeah, dude. Is it not the Europa Conference League?
Yeah, it's Europa Conference.
Why are they not showing up for me, man? Leagues.
Europa Conference League.
All right, ESPN, you could go do one, mate. You could do one.
I'm looking up on Google. Okay, Google says that Jurgen Garden, you guys either play, if you win,
that's pretty good.
Real Betis or Florentina.
Fiorentina, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. That would actually be an interesting final.
You don't want to face Real Betis. The GOAT is with them.
I know who it is. Antony and yeah, I know. I'm with you. But it'd be a cool final. It'd be a fun final to play.
Anthony might beat you.
For sure. He won't, but for sure. It'd be a fun final. So we're, I guess, who's your prediction right now to win the Europa League if you had to choose?
Europa League, I hate to say it, I'm predicting it comes out of the Athletic, whoever comes out of the Athletic Bilbao versus Man United is the winner for me.
Yeah, I don't see Bodo Glimt winning it. I think they have the lowest odds of the four. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Matt. The thing with the if Bilbao wins, I agree they win because I feel like these Spain teams and European finals are just so tough to beat for some reason.
I think Bilbao will rip apart Spurs if they make it through United. United do have Harry Maguire, which is odd for me to say that he's just a big, heavy defender who might slow them down.
For sure.
And then in your guys' thing, when you guys beat Bodo, if you face Florentina, I say you win it. It's a coin toss if you face Real Betis, in my opinion.
Interesting.
And then I I want Arsenal to win the Champions League. I want us to win on Tuesday. I want us to win or draw next Wednesday. And I want to face Barcelona or Inter in the final and just see where it goes. I think all these final games are coin flips. Inter Barcelona, Arsenal versus PSG. Arsenal or PSG versus Inter or Barcelona is all coin flips. It's 50-50 in my opinion.
100%. With Arsenal being the first leg to host, again, I think that's a benefit to you guys, similar to the Real Madrid's series last time, or leg, sorry. I don't know. I feel like for you guys, playing at home first and having that crowd in the first leg versus going away with no deficit or aggregate to hold on to, it's a benefit to you guys because you guys are a very good side. So,
but let's get into next week's games, mate. What do we got here?
Into next
Little
Thursday.
Little Ange Postecoglou for you, mate.
May 1st, on Thursday, we have Nottingham Forest hosting Brentford. So we already gave your prediction technically, but give me your real prediction for this.
I think Forest wins this.
Yep. And what
2-1.
2-1. I'm going to make a totally biased decision. I'm going to go 1-1 because I just want...
need it to be a 1-1.
I'm hate watching Forest and I need them to lose as well. In two.
What's funny is I remember at the beginning of the season, you were like, I would kill it if a Crystal Palace, a Forest, or a Brentford was just in the mix for like top four.
Yeah,
and now you get your wish. Now it's hurting you.
It's my fault for rooting for these good teams, man.
It's like you're a genie who you're wishing with a genie and you didn't specify stuff.
I just like these well-ran clubs until it comes to fruition.
So,
you know,
I wish my wife was back with me. You don't wish that she's back and alive, so now you have a zombie wife following you around.
The tricks of the genie, huh?
Yes.
I'm with you.
Friday. All right, what do we have next?
Friday, May 2nd, we got Man City hosting Wolves. Oh,
man. Thursday and Friday matches?
Yes, sir.
I'm on phones this week. I can't really watch. All right. Who's playing on Friday, sorry?
City Wolves.
I think City's going to bulldoze them.
I'm going 3-0.
City. I'm going 3-0, too.
4:30 a.m. on Saturday, May 3rd, we have Aston Villa hosting Fulham. And by the way, Aston Villa's in the hunt, too, for that top five spot. I did forget to mention.
But they have to win
well.
Everything, and everyone else has to lose, basically.
Yeah, their odds are a little bit more tough. But who do you got?
I kind of think Fulham's going to win this 2-1.
Okay. This is one of those fun games. If it sucks that it's on at 4:30 a.m., and we're probably going to be having Leicester and... Ipswich playing for the primetime game, but I'm going to go ahead and say this is going to be a 2-2 draw.
Okay. What do we got next, sir?
7 a.m. slate. We have Everton hosting Ipswich. Who do you got in this one, Matt?
Everton hosting Ipswich. Everton 3-0.
I'm going to go with a 1-0 Everton win.
Gotcha.
Also in the 7 a.m. slate, we have Leicester hosting Southampton.
Oh, my. Can they do they even have to play this game?
You see what I'm saying, Matt? This shit's bull. It's bull, man. Put this game at 4:30 a.m.
Jamie Vardy is one of his last games. Jamie Vardy gets a goal 1-0. Oh, dude. Could we see Jamie Vardy in the championship with Wrexham next year?
That'd be pretty fun. No, because Wrexham is championship 2 next year.
No, they're in championship
1.
The English championship.
I thought it was 2.
No, they promoted from the National League to League 1 a few years ago. This year, they're in League 1 playing to get into Division 2, the championship.
Interesting.
And they just got promoted, so now they're going to be facing Ipswich, Southampton, and Leicester.
What a wild sequence of that, man. American ownership at its finest. Shout out to
Ryan. American ownership with connections to brands.
Yes, 100%. And shout out to the GOAT, Green Lantern, Ryan Reynolds. Sorry, Matt. That movie was terrible.
I've never watched it, and I'm a big Green Lantern fan.
Good. Good man.
A guy I served in the Navy with said this is his favorite movie of all time, and he wanted to watch it with me for my going away party, and I found a way to get out of it, and I feel bad that I kind of...
Did him dirty? Yeah.
Well, no, because he had some substance problems. I said, let's go out to the bars, because I did not want to watch Green Lantern, and I...
You had to make him relapse to avoid watching the Green
Lantern.
Wasn't
relapse because he was dealing with another substance, but the alcoholism was contributing to that substance.
I'm just making it way worse than what it seems, but it's just funny.
No, my not wanting to watch Green Lantern did probably result in putting him in a bad position.
Hey, you're like the Yellow Lantern dude. What's his name?
Sinestro. Yeah, I suppose.
9:30 a.m. prime time. We got Arsenal hosting We got a Spanish El Clasico here. We got Iruola versus Arteta. Arsenal hosting Bournemouth. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. In between the two Champions League legs, I'm 2-2.
I'm going to think you guys lose this game because for some reason when teams play in the semifinals of a Champions League, they lose in their weekend league before. So I'm going to have you guys losing and then you guys beat PSG.
No, this is after. We play on Tuesday. This is on Saturday, right?
Damn, is this week?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive, folks.
Yeah. No, this is PSG Tuesday, Bournemouth on Saturday, PSG on Wednesday, Liverpool on whatever day they play Liverpool.
I apologize for your next experience of football games week.
I'm... Put me on suicide watch, buddy.
Okay, then in that note, I'll have Arsenal winning this 1-0.
Gotcha. All right, where are we heading next?
Sunday slate at 6 a.m. We got three games in the 6 a.m. slate of Sunday. We got Brentford hosting Manchester United.
Brentford United. I think I already predicted this, that they're going to lose to beat United.
1-0, 2-0?
2-0. I'm sticking with my original prediction that Man United has the best shot of getting 4 points. They just got one, so.
I really screwed that bet up, dude. All right.
I can't wait. Hey, man, I'm hoping we can do a Champions League final of Chili's. And, hey, Reese, I don't eat that much of Chili's. I guess might do an appetizer split with you and maybe the 4-pack of sliders.
Don't try to take the humble route. No, I'm gonna drop a duffel bag full of food on you, dude, whether you like it or not.
Talk to Tom. I always get the 4 sliders with the fries. And a Mountain Dew if we're eating there because I don't like drinking their beer.
Fair enough.
Because I don't trust the Applebee's up north.
You know, I'm a similar guy, except I do like their bacon ranch quesadillas.
Yeah, I just do simple
with the appetizers.
But I think we're going to do a split appetizer.
For sure.
Triple trio with some queso sauce and some sliders.
Fair enough. I'm going to infiltrate your food. Next up,
God, what do you mean by that?
We got Brighton hosting.
No, I need to know what you mean by infiltrate my food, sir.
We'll save that for another episode. We got
okay, guys. I'm on suicide and poison or eating some sort of bodily fluid watch now.
Hey, you better hope Manchester United get those 13 points, man. That's all.
They can't anymore. Right? Because they can.
Well, we got that like halfway difference, whoever it's closest to points thing. It's just looking very bad for me right now. So in turn, it's going to be bad for you, sir.
Well,
all right.
Spurs, too. Keep in mind. So
whoever, hold on. If one hits the point goal and the other one doesn't,
then we
offset.
Hmm?
Do we offset at that time?
I think we just offset.
Okay, but still get
either
chillies.
Way. Right now, only one team since we made this bet has gotten a point, and you predicted Spurs to get like 14 or 13, and I predicted them to get 4. So if we're under, I win.
You know what I've noticed? My predictions of Manchester United overall are just horrible. Because I had a game plan for Ten Hag, his 3-season plan. He got chopped, and now we got this crap, dude. So I'm just done.
We have an Amorin who's going to bring in a lot of wingbacks this transfer window.
I believed in Antony, you know, who's working out for Real Betis, just not at United.
I don't know. Like, remember, I was just so mad at Antony because of the way he destroyed the transfer market. And now I'm just like, I've seen the highlight reels of him at Real Betis. I'm like, he is a good player. Yeah. I just don't think he was worth that much money.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. Mudrik, I miss you.
But
I
love the gifts of him with goat horns on his head.
Hey. That is our goat now, for the time being.
I mean, Ronaldo and Messi are gone, man.
That's what I'm
saying. De Bruyne's gone. Like,
we need a European person to look through, man. It's Antony.
Rodri's hurt.
Brighton hosting Newcastle. Who do you got?
I already predicted this, that Newcastle wins this one.
What's the scoreline?
I think it's going to be 2-0.
I'm going to go with a 3-2 Newcastle win. I think it's a fun game. West Ham is hosting Spurs.
This is the one where you got to get the points.
I need points here, Spurs. Come on. I'm going to go with a 1-0 West Ham win.
I'm going to go with a 2-0 Spurs win. So Spurs will be at 3. United will be at 1. I'm still in the lead on the bet.
Motherfucker. All right. And then the last game of the Sunday slate, the big question mark, is Chelsea hosting Liverpool? Matt, you kind of already predicted this one, but again, just your...
Yeah, I think they beat you guys 2-0.
Oh, man. I don't know anymore.
I don't know what Liverpool's going to show up. But here's the thing. I don't know any players that are like a Jack Grealish who are just going to be out like, just on the lash.
See, Matt, you're worried about which Liverpool team's coming out. I'm worried about which Chelsea team is going to come out. Is it going to be the first half team that just takes the life out of me and drains my well-being of human existence? Or is it going to be the team that I saw in the first half of the season that gives me a glimpse of hope?
So look at it this way. It's on in the afternoon on Sunday. Or sorry, the late morning.
Yeah. So I'll be up.
You can go do things. If they go down 2-0, take the lady to a farmer's market. You live by a bunch of nice restaurants. Go take her to Biscuits.
I'm going to front kick a watermelon basket, dude. Just
go take her to Biscuits and have some biscuits and gravy, a great American pastime.
Gosh, dude.
You'll probably see Ron there, my dad, and he'll look at you and give you the head nod.
Yeah, the head nod. What I will say is,
because when Arsenal's not playing on the weekend day, he usually goes and picks up breakfast from a mom at Biscuits.
I do want to take the lady to that
Mexican spot. It's like a mile away from your house.
I do want to take the lady to the Mexican spot that you sent me last week or whatever, early in the week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go there soon. It looks good.
Nice.
Really quickly, I will say, Chelsea did have Romeo Lavia back in the lineup. He is very important to the Maresca system because it is a very physical midfielder, and he likes to have a right back inverting in the midfield. He had Caicedo playing right back. So if we get that sort of Enzo Fernandez, Lavia, the LFC midfield, you know, the Lavia, Fernandez, Caicedo midfield, who are all supposed to join Liverpool, and they unite for the trio against Liverpool, it's going to be time, Matt. It's 2-0 to Chelsea. Come on, dude. Up the fucking Blues. Let's go, man.
I hope you're right.
I hope I am too, dude. Monday, we got Crystal Palace hosting Forest. Nottingham Forest, sorry.
Forest is going to probably win this.
I have to hate watch Forest. Give me the freaking Super Eagles, dude. 1-0. At this point of the season, it's biased betting. Give me 1-0 to the Super Eagles. It's Glasnier hello and a freaking Eze goodbye. Matt.
Oh, my Crystal Palace cover's behind on the bottom there. It's behind the monitor. Yeah,
I see it. You gotta raise your setup now with all these new scarves you got, dude. Yeah.
Well, because that one I had to move with that bookshelf over there. Yeah. I had to lower them, take the space from over there.
Nice.
I am really going to invest in another one soon and have Tom install it because I'm not that handy with installing things in walls. I trust him over me.
Electric shit in the wall and all that stuff. I'm with you.
He knows how the stud finder works. Really.
Matt, did you have any stoppage time, my friend?
So we kind of went over all the Europa leagues. Let's speculate wildly, man. Who do you think your team's going to bring in? Well, let's just shift it to stoppage time to Lion in the Cannon. Just Chelsea Arsenal. Who do you want Chelsea to get? Who do you realistically think they're going to get? That young man from Ipswich Town that they're officially relegated is on a $35 million Dalap.
Yeah.
$35 million. I wish Arsenal would pick him up for depth because it's not that much money in the grand scheme of things.
That'd be a great...
That's the money you get for making a Champions League final, basically.
Yeah. That'd be a great ad for Chelsea if they're able to get
Heard he's your primary target.
He is. Realistically, Matt, I think it just comes down literally to if we make the Champions League or not, because as we've talked about before, PSR for Chelsea is very important this upcoming summer. So
wait a minute, I thought you could sell your women's team to another company that you own and then sell the hotel to somebody and have them sell you back to you for a euro that your hedge fund owners have a handshake agreement with in the background.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game, man. Hate the game. All right. We already sold the women's team and the hotel last year.
Can't you sell the parking lot?
I think you're right, man. But no, in all seriousness.
Well, no. I think Chelsea shell game, as I call it, is just going to... They're going to find a way for you guys to spend... But here's the thing that I've watched a lot of Chelsea like speculation videos. Don't you guys need defenders? And all I see is more attacking talent.
I don't think we need defender.
Or goalkeeper. You need a goalkeeper.
Yeah, but the issue is, Matt, is we keep signing goalkeepers, and they're not good. So at this point, Matt, I'm okay with just having a terrible goalkeeper on my
team. Well, here's the thing. Why don't you guys go after Aaron Ramsdale? I'd rather have him go to you guys than Manchester United.
You'd rather have him go to a London rival? Well, I guess I forgot you do not like Manchester United very much.
Well, no, I just feel that, like, at Chelsea, he's going to win some trophies. But at Manchester United, I feel like they're
Will he? Are Chelsea and Manchester United really that far apart in the grand scheme of things?
Yes. Very far apart.
You think so?
So here's the thing. You guys have a chance to get into the Europa League and the Champions League right now. Manchester United is completely out of European competition unless they beat Athletic Bilbao and Spurs or Bodo Glimt.
Then they're in the Champions League.
Yes.
And they finessed us again.
But no, they're in the Champions League and they're imploding. They are probably going to be in the new table system. They're going to be probably one of the first three teams relegated if they go into the Champions League. I mean, Harry Maguire magic can only save you so many times. That's all they're on is Harry Potter. Harry, the Harry, not Harry Potter. Harry Maguire vibes.
I don't know, Matt.
No, see, you guys have dual shot to get into Europe. Their only shot is to, they have to win the next three games.
You're right.
You guys win the Europa Conference, you're in the Europa League. You guys get, you guys would give up that Europa League spot if you make it into top five, and you're in sixth.
I wish, man.
You guys are in a far better position than Manchester United.
But in terms of rebuild, are we that far apart?
Yes. I think that you guys are in a higher position of the rebuild.
Okay. I don't know, Matt. At this point, I'm just a depressed Chelsea fan.
I do think you guys
fan.
Need to focus on a team and less requiring shoot, what's his name? The guy who looks like Earthworm Jim. Cole Palmer.
Yeah.
You guys really early on were relying on Cole Palmer magic, and I think you need to build, because Maresca is a systems guy like Arteta and Pep, and he is playing like a Real Madrid manager that builds a decent team and then hopes the guy Cole Palmer can score.
Yeah. And that was sort of like how Pochettino was last season for us, is just like, all right, find a way for Palmer to get through. But to answer your question, I think Delap would be a great signing. I do think Nico Jackson, unfortunately, is destined to be a left winger for Chelsea because he played at Villarreal. So I was in the boat that we should get a left winger, but if we buy Delap, and obviously you're not going to bench Nico, he's a great pressing defensive player, good winger.
Yeah, when you guys had Palmer and Nico, you guys were good.
Yeah.
When you don't have either one, or you're missing one of them, the other one doesn't have the skills, because Nico can't score, but he can distract like a madman. And without Nico to distract, Cole Palmer has trouble scoring. Yep.
Our attack,
need both those guys.
Our attack is built through those two players, 100%. And I don't think we need midfield. We spent enough money on midfield. We got Andre Santos on loan, the next prodigy of Brazil is what they're calling him now.
You got Lavia, you got Caicedo, you got Enzo. I mean, I think you guys are okay.
Maybe, you know, we look at a right center back option that you had mentioned of, because Wesley Fofana is very injury prone. Yeah, but dude,
Can't you guys find a gem in your massive academy?
That's what I'm at the point right now where I'm done buying players, dude. Like, at this point, we need to set this team up. So if you buy, I'm cool with buying one player, make it the last player of the window, and, you know, worry about the goalkeeper the following summer, because the goalkeeper can't be fixed immediately, because we signed these dudes to 8-year contracts. Sanchez is here for another 6 years. You got freaking Jorgensen, who they already got this past summer. We just have to accept the L and just hold on to these two goalkeepers for another year. I don't think we should invest. I think it's just on one player.
Well, even if
save what we can
in
and
the
what
market,
we have.
Who would you guys even realistically go for?
Exactly. The right now, that's I have a theory, man. I have a very, very, very conspiracy theory base that the quality of goalkeepers right now across the league, across the world, I mean, are not as good as the past era of goalkeepers, and I mean that in the sense of De Gea, Lloris, not even going to like prime goalkeeper area, like freaking Buffon. Check. Yeah, and those guys. So all I'm saying is that I think the quality of the goalkeeper position has deteriorated a little bit, and I don't think it's worth. I think we've invested in the academy enough where we can rely on one of those goalkeepers.
So my opinion on the goalkeeping situation is this. There are teams that are looking for one kind of goalkeeper, and there are teams that are looking for another. Yeah. The David Raya, the Onanas, who's the guy from Bayern Munich?
Ooh, Neuer.
Neuer. Though that vein of Neuer kind of goalkeeper. And there are other teams that will settle for a Czech, a Leno.
Shot-stopping.
And I mean no disrespect to Czech. Czech is a good player, a great player, phenomenal player. But that he's that archetype type of that.
Shot stopper
more than playmaker goalkeeper.
Courtois, Allison. Mm-hmm. I guess Allison's a little bit more.
Allison fits more to me to the Raya side.
That's fair, but I'm with you. And
the Raya.
Everyone wants to find a goalkeeper that does both perfectly, and you can't find that in football. Unless it is Allison. I mean, Allison right now is probably the best goalkeeper in the world. But Courtois is not great with his feet, but he's the best shot stopper on planet Earth.
And Raya is not good at shot stopping, but he's great with the ball at his feet.
He's one of the best at the ball at his feet. So you can't have the best of both worlds.
I mean, Onana is not good at either. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the thing with Bob Sanchez, our current goalkeeper.
Bob.
I call him Bob now, dude. He frustrates me. But the thing is Bob's a decent shot stopper, and then he has games where he's shaky with his feet. And then he has games where he's great with his feet, and then he's shaky as a shot stopper, a little shit goal in. So there's just no in between with this guy. I think we just have to back him and Jorgensen, and hopefully one of them turn out good, man, because it is what it is at this point. Think about it. Even before these two goalkeepers, Matt, we had Kepa and Petrovic. You know, like, it's not ending. We haven't replaced Czech in 10 years, bro.
Dude, and in 21 minutes, Boca kicks off against River Plate.
Hey, there you go.
Sorry, my phone just alerted me to it. But so you're basically hoping for a right back and the striker in Delap.
Right center back. But yes, striker and center back pretty much. Okay. But I'm cool with not getting a center back. I think Chelsea do need some sort of attacker, though, to really take this team.
I think you need another defender. You need to play like an Arsenal where you get a guy who can play left, right back, and right center back.
Yeah.
So you have some depth. And
well, that's what I was saying, that they rely so much on Lavia for, is because they pretty much put that right back as an inverted fullback. And Wesley Fofana's pace is what makes him such a good center back in this system. And that's why we've been terrible since we've not had him. If you were to get him like a Ben White, for example, you know, a player who's pacey enough to be a right back, but a good solid center back at Brighton, and a good solid center back for you guys, obviously, that'd be a great mold for what Chelsea could need for their next player. So they need that sort of target. A stocky, pacey center back is who they need. But again, it's like asking for freaking Van Dijk in the window, dude. You can't ask for the perfect player. Matt, who do you want in the summer?
So for Arsenal, for the striker position, I want one of two scenarios. I want Gyökeres and Dunlap. Mm-hmm. Delap, or I want Isak.
Yeah. Isak is the chosen one, man.
Yeah, if we can get Isak will probably cost what Delap and Gyökeres will cost.
Yeah.
But the reason I want those two players is so that we can have depth in the forward, because we're not getting Jesus back. Basically, he's going to come back and his contract's almost done. You look at now, we have Marino and Kai Havertz. Both those guys were about to play eight.
Yeah.
So we have more depth in midfield, and because we're probably going to lose Partey, we're probably going to lose Jorginho. They're getting Zubimendi, allegedly. So in terms of this, I'm going to say they're going to get one defensive player. I don't know who it's going to be, but you know Arteta. With all the churn he has in the defense, he's going to try and get one more guy. I'm going to earmark that at $30 million. $30 million for Delap, $60 million for Gyökeres, and then I think we need another winger on the side. So that's 30, 60, 120, and a rumor is around between 200 and 250. We need another attacker for the front on the wings.
I'd be very surprised if you got Gyökeres and Delap. I feel like it is one or the other, because both are so highly sought after, where I feel like they're going to want a little bit more game time than what you guys would be guaranteeing both of those players.
Gotcha. No, I agree with it.
But I would say...
But this is dream.
That's what I'm saying. If you guys got both of them, you guys are definitely winning the league next season.
This is dream shopping, okay? This is the... And so if we get Zubimendi, that's 60. So now we got, let's see, 40 or 50 million to play with. We can't get Nico Williams for that. I kind of don't know what wingers we can get for that much, because now Rafinha is too damn much.
Well, I will say right now,
get Mudryk for a bargain cheap, right?
I miss you, Mudryk. I was virtually, guys, if you were watching, I was virtually slamming the table in a meme sort of way. But yes. What I will say on the opposite side of the goalkeeper position before we wrap up, Matt, the winger position is very high in volume and quality right now. I mean, obviously, you can't get a Nico Williams and a Gyökeres in one window. Mm-hmm. Both will cost you 70+. But you could definitely get a solid winger. Like Gittins, the BVB winger, for example, a young English player who is supposed to be really good that I've seen touted.
Does Eze play wing?
Eze can play wing, yeah. Okay. He played wing for England and scored that goal for
two. I don't know if Crystal Palace will sell him, but I'd love me some Eze.
Hey, Palace is a question mark, man, because it was Olise last season. Mm-hmm. Now we were talking about Eze this summer, so...
So, in short, my dream list would be I'm going to give Arteta $35 million for a defender.
Just because he needs one.
Zubimendi is 60. Gyökeres is 60 to 70. And then Eze is 60 to 70.
I feel like you guys have to let Partey walk if you're going to bring in Zubimendi. But I guess Jorginho is also walking, so it's fine. Okay. I figured out what you were saying in my own head. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, no, allegedly the Zubimendi deal is basically done.
Yeah, that's what
I've
seen.
They're just ironing out the fine details of the five million here, 1 million there, how many goals can he score, you know, that kind of thing. The bonuses, the money going to his parent club, the original club who trained him, that kind of thing.
What do you want? For me, what I want from my club for this summer is just to get business done early. Arsenal have been very good at getting business done early in the windows. Yeah, I guess the Rice thing took a little bit. But.
Well, so here's the thing. I do want them to get it. No, I'm not talking about the Rice deal. I'm talking about the Calafiori and Mourinho deal. Oh. Those stayed so late because of the Euros.
The Euros, yes, I was going to say. Okay.
So the only thing going on right now is the Club World Cup. And if we're talking Gyökeres, Sporting's not in it, right?
No.
Okay. Zubimendi's in it. Real Sociedad's not in it. Okay. Oh, yeah, because we know the European teams. Real Madrid, Manchester City, Chelsea, and Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they can get the Zubimendi deal done. They can get the Gyökeres deal done. And whoever defender they're getting, they're not getting it from Chelsea. They're not getting it from Manchester City. So if they aren't getting it from Bayern or Real, the deal should be done.
Hey, you asked for a winger. I got a great winger in our locker room. His name is Raheem Sterling. All right, guys.
Tom and Paco, please escort Reese out of the house.
On that note, guys. Matt, do you have any further stoppage time questions?
No. Raheem has done his job. He needs to go home.
Guys, we're going to be obviously talking about more transfers as it gets closer to the summer. And when the summer is around, that will be a hot topic, of course. But for now, we are stuck with football. Congratulations to Liverpool for winning the league. Yep. Much deserved. Matt.
Good luck, Spurs. Good luck, Man United, Arsenal, and Chelsea this week.
There you go. Matt, close us out, my friend.
All right, live long and watch some football, lads.